About 2 years ago, I was having a similar conversation. I say similar, not exactly, but I was having a conversation with a guest on Coast to Coast that was spoken in a certainty that with which I cannot go along, that he said, you know, that by the end of this year, of that year, it was 2008 or 2009, I can't remember exactly, but that the entire U.S. economy would break down, our currency would be worthless, and that we would all basically be in a survivalist mode by the end of that year, right around, you know, like 6 or 7 months after the conversation. Now, I believe that there are all sorts of factors, many of which you spoke of last hour, which I think are very important and prescient. And I think you're a prophetic voice. But I also don't know that any of us can know for absolute certain when any of these things are going to happen. And the more we talk about the certainties, very likely the more likely we are to be hoisted on our own petard on that. But in his case, in that conversation with him, I brought up the guns. And I said to him, I said, okay, well, then if you're right, then shouldn't we all be arming ourselves right now? That if we're going to start growing, say, just food in our backyards or food in our front yard, and we have to start preparing for this as a future, you know, what kind of caliber should we have? What kind of weapon should we have? Because I can't believe that in a world of haves and have-nots, that the have-nots are just going to sit by quietly and die. And he kind of shined it off, and we, you know, the conversation wasn't very fruitful, I didn't think. But that's why I was particularly attracted to your position on this, which I think is much more realistic about what might be happening. And I enjoyed your column about do you need a gun to garden? And was it like a general store or a hardware store? Where did you have that conversation with a guy who said he wasn't really planning for his farming future?
A local store in Bastrop County. He was a local merchant, and I was shocked. I was shocked, really, quite frankly. I went up and I was saying, here, you know, I make this DVD. It was right when, in the early days when we were first starting to market the DVD, and, you know, you start in your neighborhood. And showing him the DVD and saying, it's right here, it's in Bastrop County, and, you know, you may need to grow food sometime. And he told me, quite frankly, I'm never going to need to grow food. And I said, what do you mean? Have you got that much stored up? You know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, where do you live? You know?
Right, exactly.
And he's like, no. He pulls out a big semi-automatic, I don't know what, you know, from under the counter. He says, with this, I'm going to be able to get everything I need from people like you. And I was so shocked. I mean, because I'm not a gun person, or I've become one, but I wasn't at that time. I really couldn't even have a comeback, because I was so shocked at that. And now Texas is definitely a gun-toting, very proud about it state.
Sure. Exactly. Right.
But those kind of people are everywhere, so it's not like you can't say, well, that's just Texas.
No. And there's a difference between gun-toting and threatening to rob you, basically. That if you've got the food, he's going to come and take it from you unless you stop him. That is shocking.
But I've had that comment numerous times. In fact, I was on the air recently, Ocean City, Virginia, and the host, quite frankly, said, well, that's my plan. You know, I'm going to come rob from people like you. Thank you for growing it. That was his exact words.
Yeah. That was it.
That's why I'm using Marjorie Wildcraft, because with my family last name and 2 minutes on the internet, you know where my farm is. Huge
right.
Security risk, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's a really fair question. And we're, you know, I mean, you mentioned before, I mean, just to speak up for, you know, our listeners in the cities, you mentioned about having a farm and have it be near cities and what that might be like. In the case of a food emergency, you don't have to live near a city to have your food supply threatened. Obviously, in a rural area, there's plenty of people who their first thought would be, well, I'm going to go appropriate myself some farm right now. I'm going to use the and so you went out of your way to start looking at weapons and to start planning on what that would be like for you to farm and then to also protect what you're growing and raising.
Very much so, yeah. And actually, I've found it's kind of fun since then. I've gotten into target shooting and getting more accurate. And it's, you know, and we've taught the kids basic, you know, of course you want to teach them basic safety, you know, that kind of
right.
thing.
So sure.
We've begun to incorporate it. And actually, you know, when the Roman Empire fell, for centuries afterwards, they talked about the Pax Romana, the peace of the Roman Empire. And we live in an unbelievably peaceful time because of the strength of our government. But as that collapses and erodes, and I mean, we've already got cities now where they're saying, look, don't call 911, we're not coming. You know, as police budgets get cut and things start to happen, there's talk now of predatory, criminals out there that know that security is not what it used to be. Being responsible for our own security is an issue. We're going to need to address more and more. Quite frankly, it's not something I'm an expert in, but I'm learning. I feel that that's an important. You have to address that. I think that that's a reality that you need to look at.
No, I think that's totally fair, and I think that then the question is too is how when one is thinking of securing this this farm or ranch to raise food to to whether it's livestock or chickens and vegetables and fruit, then you also have to think in terms of protecting it. Because if you really do believe it, I mean, that's the next natural step. If you really think that this government is going to decay and we're going to be, and I'm not being colorful when I say, you know, if it's all going to turn into Mad Max, well, then your first step is maybe your most, you know, fatal one. If you pick some place that will make you most susceptible to somebody coming in and, you know, stealing your stuff. If there's one of you or three kids and, two spouses and whatever, and there's nine people showing up in trucks, you lose. I mean, there's no way around that.
That's true. You know, and that's one of the reasons to maybe move out to a more lightly populated area. To move out to an area or find an area where there are other people that are growing food, that you have community. Community is essential. Community is vital. You know, having your family on board, so that way it's not just two adults and four children or whatever it is, that you've got, you know, six or eight adults and you know, you've got a group. And I think more and more we'll start to see that happen. We have nowhere near the conditions under which that's going to happen right now.